In Florida, a new election-related dispute. It involves a list of 47,000 names. The state wants local officials to check out the people on this list. They say the people may have committed felonies and shouldn't be voting. In Florida, felons who have completed their sentences have to petition the government before they can vote again. For some, the list brings back memories of the 2000 election, when the state issued a similar list riddled with errors. Many on that list were wrongly barred from voting that November. NPR's Philip Davis reports that this time, stories are already coming in from people who claim their names don't belong on the list.
When Tallahassee Commissioner Andrew Gillum heard that the state was issuing a new list of supposed felons who shouldn't have the right to vote, he had this reaction.
My initial thought was, oh no, not again.
Gillum had helped lead a voter registration drive in 2000 in Tallahassee and had heard many stories of people who were on the earlier Do Not Vote list, people who had never committed a crime or who had had their right to vote restored but had been taken off the voter rolls nonetheless. Statewide, civil liberties groups say as many as 19,000 people may have been erroneously stripped of their right to vote in 2000. So when the new list came out, Gillum, who has access to it as an elected official, decided to check it out on his own. He looked at the list, pulled out a dozen names from his neighborhood, and picked up a phone.
I was able to touch base with about nine of those individuals, and out of that nine, a definite three were not felons.
One of those on the list is Sam Hayward, a 45-year-old marketing manager for a soft drink company. 20 years ago, he was convicted of buying some stolen furniture. After serving his sentence, the state restored his right to vote in 1986.
I was just caught off guard. I had no idea. And I've heard about the list before. My name never was an issue. My voting was never a problem. And then to hear now in 2004 that, well, Sam's your name on the list, you know, that was just kind of a shock.
Hayward plans to dispute the listing, and he's not alone. According to a report in the Miami Herald, more than 2,100 bona fide voters have been wrongly placed on the list. More than 40% of the names on the list are African Americans, and more than 60% are registered Democrats. The state is disputing the Herald's findings, but Florida Secretary of State Glenda Hood now says the list is only a tally of potential felons and that it's up to local elections officials to verify it. That has some local elections officials fuming. Ion Sancho is the election supervisor for the Tallahassee area.
We should not, as supervisor of elections, be placed in the difficult position of trying to ferret out whether or not records are accurate when they're given to us. They should be accurate when we receive them.
Sancho and other election supervisors say that although state primary elections are just 2 months away, it's better to err on the side of the voter than to strip someone of their rights based on what could be faulty information. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.